A second transitional housing community run by Fredericton-based non-profit 12 Neighbours opened last week on the east side of St John and is currently receiving new participants. The community on Thorn Avenue is opening just 3 months after the first, which was established nearby on Egbert Street in August. Like the first community, these temporary homes, which include individual units and shared bathroom, laundry and kitchen facilities, will house a total of 27 people who were previously experiencing homelessness. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Director of Neighbourly Homes, Colleen Cookson, about the importance of transitional housing and other housing options in the city, as well as the value of refinding hope and dignity.
We opened our second site on Thorn Avenue just a couple days ago now, and we have 14 individuals living with us right now, and then our second intake will be this Friday, the 14th, and we'll welcome 13. So it'll be a full courtyard by next weekend. The gaps truly are with transitional bridge housing. And so we have, the full construction team. We have the means, we have the connections, and also just the know-how to execute these courtyard-style transitional housing facilities, which are made up of 27 sleeping units, a shared facility for gathering, an office, and laundry and showers and stuff like that. Our first courtyard opened at 23 Egbert Street August 1st, and we welcomed 27 individuals that come off something called a coordinated access list. Agencies in the city work together and part of to just, you know, support individuals. So we draw names from that list. It's a mixed courtyard. The same laws of the land that exist for everyone else applies at our courtyard as well. And if there is an individual that's struggling with substance use, we support them through that. And so the idea is to have this wraparound care system of partnered agencies, some incredible partners that are able to come to site, support our participants, or we're just simply providing a safe, warm spot for participants. There's slight criteria, naturally, to make sure it's the right fit for that person to thrive and grow and transition.
You're talking about it being sort of transitional housing. What is the kind of like idea of how long people will stay?
We would love, of course, I think with the word transitional, you know, moving through to find permanent housing is the goal, but there's so many layers to that. There needs to be permanent housing available. We want people to move along quickly, but it could take years. Some people, it could take weeks. Some people just need to feel like, okay, I have a safe spot to sleep so I can get up and go to work or get up and go to that interview. Other people, they have more of a journey in finding what permanent housing looks like for them, along with the layers of health and stuff. So there's no timeline, but our program focuses on moving forward, whether it just be in our daily activities, how we treat each other, goal setting, or just, you know, waking up and choosing that today is going to be okay. So we're always forward in our approach. There's lots of different options. I wouldn't call them solutions. They're options to support people. Our courtyards, Housing First is our model, so that's what we focus on. But there's a lot of other needs that we are identifying that we hope other organizations or funding can support. I think it's something that's going to take a lot of innovation and creativity, and then the just simple care for each other as human beings. And what can we help with right now? It's a bigger, layered, complex issue. With Neighbourly Homes, we are just a quick option. We can build a sleeping unit in a day. They're quite affordable to build and manage. And so it's a smart solution that Marcel, our founder, has implemented quite quickly and deployed quite quickly. And we're ready to go anywhere in the province to build this option. I see Neighbourly Homes not just for a solution for those that are, you know, truly down and out, been on the streets for years. It's a smart housing solution that with maybe more amenities built in, because we are transitional, it could be a really smart way that we build these micro communities so people don't end up on the streets.
Your neighbours there, and the businesses and the residents around you, I mean, what has the reaction been?
Reports and stats show that crime goes down when people become housed, right? And that's initially, like, that's the fear. Oh, you're going to put a bunch of homeless people in my backyard and, oh, like, it's going to be a bad time. Well, yeah, and in some scenarios, yeah, it has been a bad time for people in this city because of mismanaged, shelters or whatever the housing solution or option was. But we try our best to communicate openly and transparently and educate. It's a good thing You know, we don't want people dying in the middle of winter. And these business owners that for Egbert Street and Thorn, they don't want that either. But it's the commitment as being a good neighbor to each other to let's just see, let's ride with it and let's address, you know, circumstances when they come up and issues. And we've been a great partner with our commercial tenants. And I believe that they feel we've been really supportive and well managed. Egbert Street is clean, it's safe, no disturbance to the neighborhood. Thorn is a bit more exposed. You can see it from the street. So there was a greater concern there. But I believe that with the results of Egbert Street, people are saying that, you know, we're really dialed in and tuned in with operations, with safety, and making sure that our whole community can see the benefits of this.
I wanted to ask as well about kind of the hopes for those who are participating in it. I mean, what is broadly the hope behind it, I guess?
Well, just that hope, you know, belief that there is hope for them in their life and they matter, and their safety and well-being is our first focus, and that starts with housing first. But now that we got a roof over your head, what else? What else can we tackle? What else do you want to do with your life? It becomes a very exciting conversation. Waking up safe and feeling like, you know, you got a couple friends here that really care for you can change someone's world. And we're seeing, you know, small little hopes of that. It looks different for everyone, but home is truly where the heart is. It's where hope is. It's where love is. And that's what we're starting with and providing.
In terms of the city as a whole, what can people in the city do? What do you hope from St. John's in general?
We kind of have to go back to basics with how we all want to live and be treated and feel safe. And, you know, dignity is a big word thrown around. I've been trying to avoid it, but it's so true. And it's an important word and it means a lot. But I think we have to get back to kindness and patience. And let's be a part of creative approaches to this. Put your energy and your time and your thinking towards a positive thought that benefits our community, your neighbor, and your own life. And if you want to contribute by volunteering with us, we're thinking and working out what that can look like. But in the new year, if you do want to, you know, support Neighborly Homes and the individuals we're helping, you know, stay connected through our website, Facebook, and just reach out. We're in a really creative space with building Neighborly Homes, and there'll be opportunities for people to contribute in a lot of different ways come the new year. Well, like I said, we can deploy these quite quickly. So if there's a need, we're there, and we're really looking forward to how we can support people in transitioning and changing their lives. There's been incredible interest for niche courtyards that can really support, let's say, pregnant women or people that are, you know, being discharged from jail, youth. It's such a, like I said, there's such a creative time and space right now for this housing solution to really support different niches, seniors, vets. Like, the 24/7 support is there. We can build in 27 units at a time. So we're very optimistic.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.